IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atal, the host of this program. Said Mohsen Naghvi and Sheikh Rouhani are two special guest speakers for today's discussion. Said Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the significance and the position of spirituality in today's world. We know that day by day, the people are believed to be away from spirituality, and we can say they live in this modern world with all its industrial development. From the other side, some of the religious people, they say that the spirituality is finding its true place again in the lives of the people because people missed it, and now they are looking for new meaning in life through spirituality. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. When we talk about this spirituality or ma'naviyah in today's world, what we are exactly talking about?
You know, spirituality is, of course, nowadays becomes very much important and significant, mostly for the modern world.
Yes.
Because in the traditional worlds, in Islamic society, for example, in religious societies, we already have this kind of spirituality in the, let's say, religious environments. But in the modern world, we have the problem of spirituality, we can say, because the lifestyle of the modern world is completely earthly life, worldly life. That is why when you restrict or you limit each and everything in your life into the physical and bodily and, let's say, earthly life, then of course you will lose that spiritual phase of life, that we can say transcendent phase of life. That is why spirituality will become more and more significant and important for you. This is the reason that nowadays we see that spirituality is important for the modern, let's say, generations. And the other point is that human being naturally always seeking spirituality in their lives.
Yes.
Because from the very beginning of the history of the mankind till now, we see that always the people try to find out that transphysical or spiritual or, let's say, transcendent phase of their life, phase of their existence, when they were looking at the universe, at the sky, at the earth, at the nature. They're always trying to find out some kind of spiritual aspect, some kind of, let's say, spirituality in their lives, because by this kind of spirituality, they will enjoy a better life. They will enjoy a kind of prosperous life. There's a kind of prosperity, happiness, comfortability, we can say, tranquility,
yes,
that we can achieve by this kind of spirituality. So that's why if you look at, nowadays, if you look at to the modern societies, you see that mysticism,
yes,
Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, these kind of religions which or schools of thoughts, which have a kind of spiritual teachings for the new generations, they're always, the number of the followers of these kind of sects or religions are increasing.
Yes.
That is why also when it comes to the Muslim mystics like Maulana Rumi,
yes,
or the Ibn Arabi or the other, for example, mystical figures, you see their works, their books are published widely, worldwide, and also the teachings and the doctrines of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam, Ashura or Muharram or Arba'een,
yes,
for example, the Arba'een March becomes day by day very much well known to the universe, to the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what? Because all the people try to connect themselves,
yes,
to that spiritual reality in,
yes,
this world.
Okay.
Because it does exist, but the problem is that unfortunately in the modern schools of thought, they try to ignore and reject this phase of life.
That's right.
But now they understood that, okay, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find out a way to contact ourselves or to connect ourselves to that spirituality.
Yes.
Because without that spirituality, there would be no real prosperity, no real kind of...
Or purpose in life. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
no
right.
tranquility would be there. That's why you see that nowadays... psychology, for example, psychiatrists in the West, they have better role nowadays in the West because they try to fill this kind of vacuum that they have in their lives as counselors, for example, as a people who treat sometimes to cure, for example, sometimes the spiritual diseases or psychological diseases, and they have very important role nowadays, and particularly in European societies. That is why I think, it is important. But we have to introduce the true spirituality. The problem is that sometimes there are a kind of misconception of spirituality, misunderstanding of spirituality.
Yes. Unfortunately, the concept of spirituality today is misused, abused. You know, for example, yoga, meditation, TM, drugs, sexuality, are introduced as something in order to give you a spiritual growth. But what is the difference between Islamic spirituality with all these new mystical movements that are taking place in the world, Said Mohsen?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, it is not only about the mystical movements, because when we look at the spirituality, sometimes it is yoga and meditation.
Yes.
Sometimes it is known as getting in touch with nature. You know, people who go to the nature, do daily activities, they find spirituality in that. Sometimes it is the expression through art.
Mm-hmm.
And you necessarily, you should not be an artist to do that. But any kind of art that you do, which gives you peace, a kind of peace, you feel a peace, that is known as spirituality. On the other hand, like spirituality and the human connections, like the people which you, you're dealing or socializing on the daily basis with those who you enjoy more time, it is said like it's a spiritual aspect that you have. So there are different definitions or different ways of expressing spirituality, but none of these is the true spirituality, what Islam is talking about. What Islam talks about is the spirituality basically is to reaching to your own soul, number one, getting connected with the God.
Mm-hmm.
This is important because, you know, in Islam, when we talk about the human have two dimensions. One is the apparent dimension, which is this body that we have, and the other is the soul. Now, how do we prove soul, for example, if someone asks? For example, you know, when we talk about the body, we have hands, we have legs, we have ear, eyes, tongue. So if I ask, what does ears do? We say like it hears, eyes see, tongue speaks or talks. And with the mouth, we eat, we speak. With the hands, we grab the things. With the legs, we walk. And if I say that, does body walks? You say no. Body walks with its legs.
Yes.
So still you're bringing the parts with the body.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot say like body sees, body walks, body is grabbing things. No, we say body grabs things with the hands. But there is another thing in which when we say, for example, I see, I walk, I eat, you don't say like you see, you walk with the hands or with the eyes or with the... It is understandable for us. Why? The reason is when I refer to I, it is actually the soul which I'm referring. And that is where everything is being collected. And it's the unification of all the parts. So we have two things. Even a disabled person, the person who does not have, for example, two legs and two arms, he says I. When he says I, he does not mean that I without my legs and, you know, hands. So it means that there is something else in us. Islam talks about the soul or the spirit.
Yes.
Because the spirituality is concerned with the spirit. So it talks about the spirit. Now, this spirit needs to reach to the perfection.
Mm-hmm.
It needs perfection. It needs food. It needs to be fed the way we feed our body to grow. The spirit also needs something, a food, a kind of food to grow. And that food is being introduced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we give this food to the soul, this is what we are gaining in spirituality. So the more we feed our soul or spirit with the things that are said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, We are increasing in our spirituality. Now, this can be by getting connected with the authorities of Allah, yes, like Ahlul Bayt or the Prophet, or the way our dear guest gave the example of, for example, the Karbala. We do Mar Arba'in, we walk, we visit the Holy Shrine.
Yes.
These are the things that increase in our spirituality. Why? The reason is that when we are there, we feel peace.
Yes.
You know, right. Even, you know, in today's, like, at the moment, you know that the WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, yes, all of these things are banned, yes, in the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Yes.
But still the visitors who come, mm-hmm, and those who visit the holy shrines from the West, although they don't have the, you know, the connection with the with that word, or, you know, they cannot use these, we can say, medias, still they are not panicking, they are not in stress. They're feeling a peace, mm-hmm, inside them. It is because the spirit, the feed or the food that it needed, they are basically providing that, we can say, like sustenance to the spirit.
That's
so
right.
Basically, when Islam talks about the spirituality, it is more getting connected to the God.
That's right.
And what God has said for us to feed that to our soul.
That's in Islamic spirituality, we talk about a concept which is called Hayat-e Tayyibah, or the pure life, lifestyle. Allama Tabatabai has different and beautiful speeches in his book, Rasalatul Velaya. This is really outstanding book. I invite our dear listeners to refer to this book. It is a little bit complicated, Rasalatul Velaya, but nice concepts about ta'abbud, we can say, servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are over there. But when we talk about Hayat-e Tayyibah based on spirituality in Islam, the first thing that comes to our mind is that this spirituality we are talking about is a trust of Allah in our hand. It is not something coming from the brain and tranquility and peace of mind. Rather, it is something from the upper world, say Shaykh Rouhani. So if we want to develop such kind of ma'naviyah in our life, what should we do?
Yes, of course, as you rightly mentioned, in Islam, we have the principle of monotheism or oneness of God or Tawheed.
Yes.
One of the aspects of Tawheed is this that you mentioned, that whatever we achieve in our life, particularly that Hayat-e Tayyibah, that prosperous life or the perfect, we can say, life, is something like a gift, like a blessing, like a bounty of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is bestowed upon us by Him. We have a very nice sentence by Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. He wrote to Malik al-Ashtar in that letter. He wrote that, "O Malik, if sometimes you see that people talk positively about you, good things about you, you must know that it is not you. It is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that put these positive things in the hearts of the people, in the minds of the people. Then they talk about you in that way."
Yes.
You know, even if we sometimes are praised by people or appreciated by the people, we should know that it is a kind of blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a muwahhid's life, that whatever good things you have in your life, you have to understand that it is a blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not something that you achieved by your own self. You know, that's why if you understand that whatever I have in my life, it is like a blessing. It is like a ni'mah, it is like a mercy, a bounty of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then look how much peaceful, how much secure, what we can say, how much happy you will be. Mm-hmm. Because it means that you are, all the blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being showered upon you.
Yes.
And you're always being blessed by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings. That's why this is a ma'nawi life.
Okay, thank you, Almighty Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the whatness of Islamic spirituality, the concept of Hayat-e Tayyibah, the pure life, and how to find the kind of pure life in today's world. It was very kind of you, and thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
With a heart so full of love. show that you're the one who cares the most. And to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها